How do you have some place to go that's not going to cost you an arm and a leg? You don't have to have $15,000 to, you know, for a 5-day vacation. We're going to find out this morning because I have with me the authority who has been seen on CNBC, Fox News, America Tonight, CTV, ShopSmart, Yahoo Finance. He's the around the world guru. Let me tell you, he knows how to travel, and I have him with me today. His name is Russell Hannon. Good morning, Mr. Hannon.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us at WTYM. How do you do this? I mean, you've started this how long ago, and you've been doing this for a long time.
Well, you know what? I was a bit of a late bloomer in travel terms, and I felt I couldn't afford to travel very much. I would settle for just taking one big trip a year. I would spend months saving up for that trip, and often got back and spend a few more months paying off the balance. And I thought I had to just settle for really taking that one trip a year. Now, ironically, my day job was to find ways to get better results in less time using less money. So I had a corporate career in lean management, and I said, there's going to be a way I can apply this for travel, to travel more and spend less. So fast forward till today, I apply lean principles to save time and money planning and taking trips by leveraging all the best resources that there are out there.
Well, you've written a book, The Ultimate Guide to Travel More and Spending Less, and you've been doing this. Now, we've got to tell the secrets because, you know, after all, there's no holes barred here on David and Friends. We talk it the way it is. We're transparent. So tell me, I mean, if someone wants to travel like 5 times or more on the same budget, how's that possible?
Well, a bit of background there is just that the travel industry charges about 5 times local cost of living. If you look at the average 3-star hotel that goes for $150 a night versus a 1-bedroom apartment down the street, that may rent out for $900 a month or $30 a night. You're paying 5 times more. Same with eating out 3 times a day while traveling. That'll add up to about 5 times your at-home grocery bill. So basic fundamentals are by trying to live like a local while traveling, you can really stretch your travel dollar 5 times more. And when you break it down, there's 5 things that inflate your travel budget, or as I say, make it fat. The F for food, A for accommodations, T for transportation. Then basically you've got your spending money and your cost of keeping connected. So by attacking each one of those and leveraging the resources available to cut those costs down to your local cost of living for each trip, you can really significantly travel more in the same budget.
Really? So in other words, whenever I go somewhere, instead of just trying to pick a, you know, ABC hotel from the internet, I'm going to start looking at it more like I would if I was moving there.
We look at, like, for example, with hotels, they're as expensive as they've ever been, but ironically, we've never had more inexpensive alternatives to choose from, particularly with the internet. There's actually 5 types of free accommodations that we can get. Some of them you may know of. For example, there's travel hospitality. These are the couch surfings of the world where people are generously offer a place for travelers to stay. This is usually for short term, 1 to 3 nights. We've got home swapping, websites like homeexchange.com, featured in the movie The Holiday, for example, where Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet swapped homes.
I thought that was only in the movie. I didn't think that was for real.
That was actually a real website, homeexchange.com.
Really?
And they've got about 65,000 listings in 150 countries.
Really?
Another one, house sitting. Now, pet sitting is really, really big on websites like trustedhousesitters.com. And what I've actually seen is there's a lot of veterinarians that are actually using this, where they're actually house sitting because they work with pets in their profession. Also, teachers, it's a good option if you're in a trusted position to consider house sitting. Fourth one is volunteerism. Something I recommend to college students, for example, you can repair hiking trails in the summer for free room and board with websites like AmericanHiking.com. And then with group travel operators, these are the big companies like Intrepid or G Adventures that offer group tours. What you can do is if you can get about 15 to 20 people to sign up at the going rate on behalf of the travel operator, you can get to go for free. So that's something else that I recommend for people who are leading groups for travel.
I had no idea. I do know that you can negotiate a lot of times at the last minute. You can negotiate some hotels and that type of thing. But I didn't know about the freebies. You're introducing me to something that may make some sense. But what are the most expensive mistakes that most travelers make?
You know, ironically, it's usually the first decision you make when you're planning your trip. It's where and when you decide to go. We all want to go to the same places at the same time as everyone else, weekends, holidays, etc. So, and people often say, hey, Russ, I'm going to this exact place on these dates. Tell me how I can save money. And sure, there's things we can do to help, but we could help so much more if we would think longer term and say, what are all the places you think you'd like to visit in the next 5 years? And start with the place that's least expensive to visit today. So, for example, the U.S. dollar is relatively high internationally compared to other years. So this is probably a better year than the last few to consider a trip abroad. When the U.S. dollar is lower, consider those places within the country to visit, because you can't take advantage of that currency exchange. So by being strategic and thinking about that while traveling, you can really stretch your dollar.
Okay, now, you know, you're talking about certain things like this where people are going abroad, or you're doing the big type of travel, but you know, there's a lot of people that just maybe have a weekend. You know, like tonight I could leave on Friday. I need to be back by Sunday. Just a short term trip. So how can I then save money on those quick trips?
Well, you know what? For trips close to home, there's a few places where you can find all sorts of deals upwards to about 40% off in most major cities in the United States. One of them is TravelZoo.com. Now, what I like about this, I go there and I just type in the city that I'm visiting, and you'll find all kinds of coupons for restaurants, hotels, activities, excursions, golf in the summer, skiing in the winter. And if there's any coupons there that interest you, basically you can purchase them online right there. And what I like about that is it covers all cities, and you can take a look at that on Friday before going to visit a place.
Wow, okay. And what other tips do we have? Anything else that you would suggest if we're planning those trips right here around home?
Well, some stuff that not many people know of is checked bag fees are a real sticking point these days. A lot of people are frustrated with those. And actually, I have a luggage jacket from Jack2Go. So basically what this is, it's a second carry-on bag that I bring with me, but you're only allowed to bring one carry-on on the plane. So when the time comes to get on, it unfolds into a jacket. Now, for men, it's a big trench coat that has pockets on the inside and the outside, and you can put pretty much everything in there. And then for ladies, there's another version. It looks like a big poncho, pretty much, a dress-style poncho. So by using something like that, you may get a few funny looks, but it's something that I've done to save on having to pay check bag fees.
We're talking with Russell Hannon. He is an ultra-economical travel expert. Now, Mr. Hannon, Russ, you got to tell me the craziest thing you've ever done to save money while traveling.
Well, I wouldn't do this today, but a few years ago, I was organizing a bachelor party for some friends in Las Vegas. So I got there a day before them, but I didn't want to pay for the hotel by myself the first night. We were staying in one of the upper-end hotels. So actually, I met some people on the plane flying down, so we went out late that night. And what I did is I checked my bag with the concierge, which is free when I actually got to the hotel, but didn't have a room. So I met up with some people that I had met on the plane. So I had a very early morning breakfast. And then at 6 a.m., actually, the spa was opening, and I was the only person in line. I got a day pass, and I knew that they had a nap room. So I got this nice big plush robe and some flip-flops, and I slept in the nap room at the spa for 7 hours, then got up and met up with my friends, and we checked into the hotel.
You know what? You're not just an ultra economist when it comes to travel. You're cheapskate.
Well, but here's the thing. The thing is about not spending more than you need to, but not compromising or skimping on what's important to you. So your travel lifestyle versus mine versus somebody else's may be very different.
Yeah.
But it's about how do I experience, if I want to stay at the Ritz-Carlton, I can do that for less than someone who's staying at the Ritz down the hall from me. It's about how can you travel the way you want to. For example, let's say it's a five-star hotel, you can go to Priceline, and you can get the best possible Priceline rate using their name, your own price feature, where you submit a bid. But what you do is, instead of using your credit card, because if they accept your bid, they charge it right away, use a gift card that has a balance below what you're bidding, and if it accepts it, they'll say we couldn't charge your credit card, and then you drop your bid by $5 increments until it rejects it.
Oh, wow.
Possible rate. So that way, if you're talking five-star hotels, at least you're positioning yourself to get the best possible rate.
Wow. Yeah. I never thought of that, because that was one of the things that kind of draw me back from some of those different websites that do that, because they do. They charge you right away if you say, yeah, that's the one I want, and then all of a sudden, boom, your credit card's charged. I've had pretty good success though on a couple of them because I used to live in Washington D.C., so I go back there frequently, and whenever I go, I mean, I can stay in a $200 plus hotel easily for $40 on a regular basis. I mean, you just have to kind of negotiate through the whole thing, but there are some tricks to that you know, it happens. But you know, I find traveling just if I am out looking for the deal, it's just so much more work. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, I'm a busy person. I've got things going on. I've got multiple things happening in a day. And for me to sit down and just figure out, okay, you know, where do I go? What do I do? So how can I save time and money? Put me on a good vacation here, Mr. Hannon. Let's make this happen.
Okay, well, you know what? It doesn't have to be a lot of work, and that's where everybody is overwhelmed with all the options in the internet. To quickly and easily find the best and least expensive deals for you, there's a couple newsletters that I rely on that I get every week from really big travel companies, and they list, for example, their top 25 travel deals of everything that they were able to find online. So one of them that I like, shermanstravel.com, has a weekly top 25 travel deals that comes out every Wednesday, and just this Wednesday came out, and there's a 6-night Ireland vacation for $999, includes air, car, and accommodations, $499 5-night all-inclusive in Punta Cana. So basically, you're getting 25 deals every week, and if there's nothing you like in that one, next week you get another newsletter. Tremendous deals with lots of options, both domestically and abroad.
Wow, sounds good. You're the man. You know how to do it. And the latest travel trends, let's just go over that real quick. What are people tending, where are they tending to go? What are they tending to do?
Well, you know what? Trends, really, travel companies are trying to offset their advertising costs by tapping into your social media. So one website, TravelPony.com, is for hotels. They'll give you additional steeper discounts if you share your booking with your social network online. So also, some hotels are offering discounts if you post a selfie, or they call them braggies, a picture of yourself at the hotel, and you tag yourself to it for your social network to see. So increasingly, you're seeing travel operators offer incentives to get you to basically promote for them to your social media network.
Bragging instead of a selfie. What will they think of next? But what, you know, let me ask you just, and as this is now totally off the cuff, and I don't know how you're going to respond to this, but I tried to get to go to Orlando. I thought, you know, the Mickey Mouse world, I thought I would see what would happen down there. And I tried to do it. Those websites that have those, quote, deals for all the magic of Orlando, that just, I mean, I could not find anything. I mean, it was just horrendous even trying to navigate through the sites. Is there a better way to do that?
Well, one option, it's not for everyone, but Orlando is really a timeshare city. Like, it's built on timeshares. And timeshares will often offer incentives for you to come and sit in a little ownership presentation. So something that I do, usually when I go to travel shows and all the timeshare companies are there, I put my business card in to win a prize. And although I've never won the prize, I often get calls saying, why don't you come stay here for a few nights? We put you up in a fully furnished apartment, and all we ask is that you come to a no-obligation presentation. Now, just be warned, sometimes the sales practices can be a little aggressive, but if you're prepared and know what to expect for that and have the time, that's a way that you can get fully furnished accommodations for a fraction of what the retail rate would be.
Okay, we're talking with Russell Hannon. He is the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. And, of course, you can see more about what he does at BreakTheTravelBarrier.com, BreakTheTravelBarrier.com. Mr. Hannon, thank you so much for joining us.
Happy travels.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Some good stuff from Mr. Hannon. I got to check out some of those ideas and some of those websites he was talking about.